Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And now the pitch by Martinez is up and in and hits Gerald Williams on the left hand.
Dig your cleats in.
Now he's going to charge the mound. He's going to charge Martinez, and the fight is on. He got a right hand in before he's grabbed from behind by Barrett. And now the benches are emptying.
It's time for hour two of the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris.
Yerzynski wanting to know, am I going? He is going.
And Mike Lynch.
It is a collision at the plate. And Yerzynski not only bangs into Barrett, bangs onto the plate, and here they go.
Step up to the plate for hour two of the Hot Corner.
Posenda getting into it with Barrett. I mean, there is some hooking going on in the bottom of two piles.
On 1080.
Rudez had helped. Whoa. Bautista got all he could handle with that. Pretty solid contact right there.
The Fan.
Welcome into the second hour of the Hot Corner. If you're missing the first hour, you can download that Les Schwab Tires podcast wherever you get your podcasts, including 1080thefan.com and the Odyssey app. Speaking of podcasts, we got Beers on Us drops tomorrow at 4 p.m. Also, wherever you get your podcasts, 1080thefan.com and the Odyssey app. We're talking about how breweries are struggling to find staff as the state looks to reopen, so make sure you won't want to miss that, plus an always excellent beer of the week.
If you want a quick palate cleanser before we get back into the sticky stuff, I was ranting to Patrick in the break. I cannot not have my head twitch when I hear it. About how bad Matt Vasgersian and A-Rod were on Sunday Night Baseball this week. Now, I don't often watch Sunday Night Baseball.
It's an A-bomb!
Usually by Sunday night, I'm kind of just chilling, doing my own thing. And unless it's my team, I don't usually have it on the TV.
Yeah, I think I was watching basketball.
Okay.
I think I was watching basketball, which is weird. Why was I watching basketball instead of baseball?
Because you like the teams in the Western Conference.
I do like the teams in the Western
Conference. You're telling me you guys weren't watching Jake Paul and Floyd Mayweather?
No. No.
First of all, Logan Paul.
Ah, yes.
Second correct. Of all. No.
I don't want to watch anybody box when they put their name and then below it, it says a YouTuber. I'm like, yo, I'm going to pass on this.
I illegally streamed that and I want a refund even.
Like, I'm mad that I broke the law to watch this.
Give me back my $0.
You owe me money.
So, Patrick, you said this in the break and I think it's fascinating. When A-Rod does the Fox, like, pre and post game shows during the playoffs.
It's great.
With him and Pete Rose and
Frank the Tank
and David Ortiz. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
It's right? great.
It's really, really good content. It's like the inside of the NBA for the MLB. Mm-hmm. Not quite as good, obviously, because that's legendary, but it's good. When he's doing Sunday Night Baseball with Matt Vasgersian, it's like he's 95 years old, yelling at the clouds. Now, he was angry in this game, viscerally angry at the Yankees. He likes the Yankees. He played for the Yankees. He has a large respect for them.
He would go into the Hall of Fame as a Yankee.
Yes, he did say so. But
that was his choice, not that he's ever going.
Right. He's probably going. The visceral reaction he was having to anything the Yankees were doing was very, very like funny. And some of it was based in truth. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yankees have not been playing good baseball. They have not been playing fundamental baseball.
No, they need a manager.
They do.
I've been saying this for years.
I finally believe you.
Whoa. Can I get that quoted? Anybody here?
This is a monumental moment.
No, I'll just make a promo out of it.
I finally believe you. Yes. He is. He's a good people manager. He's a terrible manager.
Go get A-Rod.
Here's the one quote. I forgot what it was, but I pulled it up on my Twitter. He said, and I'm not kidding, nobody cares about pitch framing.
Whoa. Controversial.
He was talking about Gary Sanchez, who has his one knee down because the catching coach that the Yankees got is teaching all the catchers to go one leg down because it helps with your pitch framing.
Right.
And it actually has worked if you look at the statistics of it for both Sanchez and Higashioka. And A-Rod goes, nobody cares about pitch framing. Block the ball. And it's like, nobody cares about pitch framing.
I'm pretty sure we talk about this all the time.
That's like the most important part of catching.
Yeah.
Because we don't have robot umps.
I was watching Cubs Padres today and, you know, with my homies in the happy hour. And P9 looks at me and he goes, that's a ball. And he goes, yeah, but look at the frame by the catcher. Pretty good job.
Mm-hmm. Nobody cares about pitch framing, A-Rod.
And then we moved on. It was, you know, a 5-second thing, but clearly we care because it was mentioned.
And the Matt Vaskersian, like, has always been old man yelling at clouds. I used to watch MLB Central, the morning show on MLB Network when he was the host. And he's very old school baseball guy. He's a lot older than he looks, too. I think he's like in his, like, late 50s at this point.
Oh, really?
I think so.
He looks good. Him and A-Rod look good.
Maybe early. I don't know. He's older than I thought he was. But he just, like, doubles down on what A-Rod says. And it just feeds this broadcast that almost sounds like they're hate-watching baseball, which, as fans, we all do constantly when our teams stink. But as if you're watching the broadcast, you don't want them to be hate-watching it.
No.
You want them to be enjoying the game and broadcasting it to you. They were hate-watching Yankees Red Sox.
Well,
it was so weird.
Well, I think some of it is the ESPN broadcast has come a long way from where it used to be in the sense of that it has decreased. I'm a John Miller guy. I loved John Miller when he did ESPN.
I
like Joe Morgan, too.
I did not.
I did. And then after him, we got some Dan Shulman. Who is the GOAT. And whoever was next to him, I didn't have an issue with. After him, we got Boog Sciombi, who is also excellent. Mm. Boog Sciombi's the Cubs guy now, okay?
Did he do Sunday Night Baseball? I thought he did, like, Monday afternoon.
Yeah,
baseball.
He did. He did the other days of the week because Shulman would do Sunday. And now we're at Matt Vaskersian, who I don't love, I don't hate, I don't love. And to build him up, because he's not a Shulman, Sciombi, or Miller, they got to put A-Rod with him. And I don't know if we're ever going to know what Alex's prerogative is by being on TV. Because like you said that I was saying, I love him on Fox. I love him in the playoffs. Because he's talking about hitting, he's talking about swinging the bat, he's talking about mind frame, he's talking about playoffs, he self-deprecates in a comical way, you know, and obviously there's...
He does do that on the broadcast as well. A-Rod is still good on the broadcast for that kind of stuff.
Right.
When he asks him, like, what would be your thought process here? What pitch would you be looking for? But he can't help but complain constantly.
Well, I mean, he's the guy that thought everybody hated him and everybody did hate him and because he was a cheater and he was a cheater.
I think he's salty because J-Lo left him.
I think if I was as rich as Alex, I don't think I'd care.
Oh, dude, he cares. He was putting like Instagram stories up, like tagging her with like love songs.
How do you know this? You follow Alex on Instagram?
No, because it was all over social media.
What social media?
Twitter.
Oh.
People were posting it and laughing about it.
Oh, that's why I don't know. If they would have posted Garrett Cole going, I would have laughed.
They did.
Oh, really? Oh, I did see some of that.
You said you're on Twitter more.
I am on Twitter more. I look at it all the time.
Sure you do.
I just see Joe Fisher's comments. My algorithm loves Joe Fish.
Well, you know, you can turn the algorithm off and just have latest tweets so you can actually see what's happening live.
That's usually what I've got.
Yeah.
I think that's what I've got.
Yeah. If you didn't know that, folks, you can do that. If you want home, if you want them to send you tweets they think you'll like, you can do that. But if you want classic Twitter, go latest tweets.
Classic Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, who wants the algorithm? I want to see what's going on now. That's what Twitter is. It's a current, constant news feed.
I just got my tweet deck on my Mac switched to dark mode. I got real excited about that yesterday.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
Yeah. Still not on Facebook.
I guess they just don't care about you.
I know. I took another shot at it yesterday, and I sent them a picture of my ID, and they said, we'll get back to you in 48 hours. So we'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Well, have a little palate cleanser, huh?
Do you think you can call Twitter if you have an issue?
No. Well, I'm sure there's a phone number somewhere.
Because there is not a phone number for Facebook.
I want to speak to your manager.
You cannot call Facebook. They literally have nobody on a phone call line. Nothing. And anything you find on the internet that's a phone number to Facebook, if you call it, it's someone's trying to steal money from you.
Okay. I'm looking here on Twitter, scrolling, searching. There is no phone number in the contact us section. How about Googling Twitter phone number?
Because I tried with Facebook. I was like, look, I just need to call somebody. And I'll be like, send it to my email address.
You're right. There is no phone number.
No phone number. So that's the new age of social media. You got an issue? Tough.
Yeah, I had an experience with this with a gaming headset company.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Astro. They make
down with Astro.
They make $300 headsets.
Oh, wow.
They're very expensive.
Facebook's free, Mike, you know? Just go that route.
I had one of the headsets. It was delightful. In 6 months, it stopped working correctly. I went to Astro's website to contact them and say, hey, my $300 headset is not working. They said, we do not have a phone number. Please send an email to us. I sent an email. I got automated responses for 4 emails. Finally, someone answered me and said, send us in your headset. We'll send you a refurbished one. I spent $300 on this headset. And you're going to send me a refurbished broken headset. So I said, no. And I never bought an Astro again.
Let me speak to your manager.
Stupid.
Yeah, that's the thing, man.
I get like
You can't call and complain to somebody if there's nobody to complain to.
I get like with staffing and you want to save money here and there, but
no, that's not what it is.
I guarantee
this was all pre-pandemic too.
Oh yeah, it was.
Like, why have a customer service line when I don't want to hear what people have to say?
I guess that's true, but I mean, most things that have gone wrong.
Mike commented on my Facebook post, and he was really mean.
If I get to a person, usually they're like, hey, let me help you out in the best way I can, you know? And that's usually when stuff gets done. And it's like, cool, thank you, person on the other end of the phone that works for this company. Thank you for making your product not be as bad as I thought it was. But when you don't do that, you make me hate your product and never want to buy it again.
Yep.
So I feel like that's a terrible strategy. Stupid Astro.
And this is why I don't buy anything or do anything.
You're a blob.
I'm a blob.
You sit there.
Yeah, I ate all Whole 30 today, man.
Why?
Just cause.
No. You're free of that.
I know. I was just like, well, I like this recipe. And I was looking at the stuff in the fridge and I was like, well, I can make that. I'm going to die when I'm 95. All right. When we come back, let's slide back into this sticky situation that we got going on here.
We got to get to some conspiracy intended theories.
And there's some conspiracy theories, none other than one of my favorite players in the game, the polar bear himself. Conspiracy theories galore and how the MLB is attacking this situation next on the Hot Corner.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
Excuse me, he looks really hot.
One shining moment.
It's 819, Portland Sports Leader. Beers on Us podcast tomorrow, 4 p.m., wherever you get your podcasts. Sliding back into this foreign substance situation we got going on, and I know we're spending a lot of today talking about it, and this is just kind of the surface. This is going to be a situation we're going to monitor for a long time. So if this doesn't excite you, then too bad.
It is a very big scandal, and as the SI article puts it, it is the biggest scandal in sports right now.
Right now.
It is the new steroids.
It is the new steroids. Only because this sport is stupid enough to let their scandals get out, unlike the NFL, where they just sweep that under the mat. Wait, you have video of that guy literally beating his wife in an elevator?
Two-game suspension.
Two games.
Oh, wait, you're mad about that? Permanently suspended.
How the tables turn in this, something that, I'll tell you what, I did not see this coming. How the turns have tabled. I did not see this coming. But Pete Alonso, first baseman for the Mets. When I first saw this article, I was like, are you QAnon? Like, are you a psychopath? That's what I was thinking with Pete Alonso. Because I was like, Pete Alonso was like, I don't care that they're using foreign substances. And I was like, bro, what's wrong with you, man? Why are you okay with this? And then he goes, because. And he starts talking about stuff. Joe, do you got this clip? Can I get this? This is Pete Alonso on the foreign substance issue, kind of, in Major League Baseball.
Hadn't heard until you mentioned it, the idea that they do it based on free agent class. Is that something that players talk about and believe in?
Oh no, that's a fact. It's yes, guys have talked about it, but in 2019 there's a huge class of free agent pitchers, and then that's quote unquote the juice balls, and then 2020 was a strange year with the COVID season, but now that we're back to playing a regular season with a ton of shortstops or position players that are going to be paid a lot of money, like high caliber players. It's not a coincidence. And I think that it definitely is something that they do.
So that he is saying that the MLB is intentionally changing the ball to lower the amount of money being spent in contracts on the players
that
are free agents.
See, this is great. Now, Gerrit Cole being like, that's not great. This is awesome. He's full out calling out the MLB.
He's saying that they are
trying to keep the cost down.
Deflating the cost.
Trying to keep the cost down. Maybe you should have been trying to keep the cost down when Gerrit Cole was spitting on balls and getting $300 million a year. Maybe you should have been trying on that.
Well, he is saying that was the year Gerrit Cole was a free agent, by the way. That was the year they juiced the balls. So the best of the best will still be good, but for the rest of those pitchers, their contracts went woo.
Yeah, yeah. And Gerrit Cole was like, oh man, these balls are juiced. Might as well use this, you know.
Now it's like
stick them.
Now like Trevor Story is going to be a free agent and he's like not hitting as well this year and is hurt. And baseball's like, ha 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 ha. Trevor Story's not going to get his big contract because we made the balls harder to hit out of the park.
Guess what? Someone's going to pay Trevor Story $285 million.
Still, yes.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It's like, I love Pete Alonso for this. I love any player in any sport calling out hypocrisy of their sport, you know.
By the way, once again, the extra inning rules are terrible.
Here we are in another 11 inning game.
And it's 9-7.
And I think this game went to OT 7-7, 6-7?
Something like that.
I love any player that's going to call out. It's something that, despite him playing for the wrong team almost his entire career, something I never hated on Justin Verlander for until I found out the Astros were cheating. Because that guy wasn't afraid to be like, yo, steroid users, you're cheaters. You can't be in this game. So I love any player that's going to call out the league for doing something that they know they're doing to affect the outcome of games or the outcome of salaries and stuff like that. It's that classic, you know, we deal with this with name, image, likeness right now. The ownership trying to keep the peasants in line. But this one's really interesting. It's a wild conspiracy that I
wouldn't you put it
kind of believe.
Yeah, like I wouldn't put it past baseball to do this.
No, it's one of those things you think on the surface and you're like, no way, no way Major League Baseball is looking at free agent classes and changing the balls to make sure guys don't make as much money. Get out of here. Frankie Lindor had a bad season last year and he had a bad start this year. The Mets are okay paying him as much as they're paying him. Okay. You know, Bryce Harper has not lived up to his contract. Philly doesn't care. They'd still pay that much for him. But I think the old polar bear might have himself a little bit of a point here.
I mean, I find it very difficult to follow conspiracy theories and to fall into them.
Well, we've talked about this. I think we've talked about it on this show. Maybe it was another show. I love conspiracy theories. I don't believe in any of them, but boy, I love listening to them.
Oh, yes, I agree. I think it's very, very entertaining to hear what the conspiracy theories are. What I'm saying is I don't really believe in any conspiracy theories because I use logic. But
what, Michael? This is 2021.
Right, sorry.
I watched this video on YouTube, and
I use alternative logic. I wouldn't put it past baseball to do something to intentionally hurt the players, because the MLB and the MLBPA's relationship is publicly contentious. They hate each other.
Has been for a very long time.
And I wouldn't be surprised if the MLB was doing little things as jabs here and there. I think this might be a little bit too far out in left field, pun intended, because this is affecting the product. And what does baseball want more than anything is money.
Yeah.
So if the product's bad, you're going to affect the amount of money you're making.
Yeah. So and in theory, like
even the juice balls affected the product because it changed baseball from being a hitting game to being a 3-2 outcome game.
Right. Right. And that's where I think this is a little bit of a struggle, because if Major League Baseball was going to doctor the ball to make money, they would doctor it to make it more entertaining.
Yep.
And not doctor it towards one specific type of player or the other. They would just say, this is what gets more eyeballs, so this is what we'll do. You know what's not getting more eyeballs right now?
Shohei Ohtani.
Free runners on bases in extra innings.
I hate it so much. Why do they think this was smart? Why was this a good idea? Do it after the 13th inning if you don't want 20 inning games, but you're ruining good extra inning games by making it like 9 runs in 2 innings.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
Wait, do you think people are watching Shohei Ohtani?
Yes.
Why?
Because for some reason, people still aren't talking about how amazing his season is.
There's a great Onion article out there. I should find the headline. Something like, Shohei Ohtani didn't know that the Angels were bad when signing contract.
Probably didn't.
He's like, ooh, LA? Yeah, I'm in.
Mike Trout?
Yeah.
Angels in the outfield?
Mookie Betts, Mike Trout, Clayton Kershaw, Walker Buehler. Sounds like a great team. I'll sign with that.
I'm assuming the Dodgers.
Wait, you guys have two teams in one city? Please tell me the Dodgers. Dodgers. And the new starting pitcher for the Angels. Crap! Damn it!
I did like Danny Glover, though.
I'm more of a Joseph Gordon-Levitt guy.
They're both in the same movie, so he'd be happy either
way. That's actually not true. I really don't care for him. Christopher Lloyd, on the other hand.
Legendary.
The grizzled old Tony Danza. I love that Tony Danza is in that movie. He looks like he's 60.
I realize I just did the Angels arm motion, but nobody can see me because we're on the radio.
Well, the wonderful fine folk walking down the streets of the Willamette can see you.
The Esplanade thing.
The Esplanade. All right, when we come back, Fair or Foul is next. But first, there's my man Joe with sports.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Is it fair?
Oh my goodness.
That's a fair ball!
Or is it foul?
Well, he thought it was foul, I think.
A knowledge test for Patrick and Mike to see how well they know the big leagues.
Mathematics and strange symbols now, as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. The OBP and the SLG and the ISO and the you name it.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
Peralta knocks it into center. David tonight, 2-for-2, a leadoff single here in the fourth. And nobody noticed.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is my favorite part of the show. We do it every single week at 8:30. This is
because
Fair
you don't
or
have
Foul.
To host segment.
Damn right, baby. Oh, man. My favorite show of the week to do is Dirt and Sprague on Mondays because I just push buttons, baby. Without further ado, our fantastic producer, Mr. Joseph Fisher III. Although that 4:30 start time is not great.
No, it's not. And I'm not going to lie, I'm not in the mood for this. I'm trying to reduce the energy drink consumption.
Ah.
You know, because I don't drink coffee, so that's where my main source of caffeine is from.
Mm-hmm. And I don't really drink caffeine. So I know, man, because I'll get into times where I just hit a wall and I'm just hosed. Because if I have caffeine, I will crap myself.
I just have 2 cups of coffee in the morning and that's it. I don't drink any caffeine the rest of the day.
Yeah,
so
I
drink coffee, but not a ton.
Thinking about snagging something on the way here because I told you before the show I took a little power nap that was much needed because I woke up at like 6:15 and wondering what the hell was going on. I was only asleep for like 25 minutes, so got a headache. I'm cranky. I was about to punt on this, but I figured I would get some together for you guys real quickly.
Oh, well, thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
It's the least I can do since I'm here for 2 hours in a week. So, well, four, actually. First one, Ke'Bryan Hayes, I believe is his name. Pittsburgh Pirates player. Don't know what position. He got a home run call reversed because he did not touch first base. Reminiscent of earlier in the year when Cody Bellinger hit a home run that was called a single out or something. I don't know. But, yeah, with this rule, if you don't touch one of the bases and you go home on a home run, it's not a home run. It gets called as an out.
Correct.
So fair or foul, that rule needs to go away.
No. Foul. Touch the bases. It's not that hard.
Well, I'm not saying that.
I mean, come on.
I get it. And if they got rid of that rule, it's not like guys are like, oh, well, I'm just not going to touch the bases anymore. They would still go through the routine of first, second, third. But because you miss barely a base, oh, no, because you just crushed that ball over left field fence, nope, doesn't count.
I mean, it's the same kind of thing with sac flies. If you leave the base too early, you're out. It's the same thing with going first to third. If you miss second base, you're out. The rules of baseball are you touch the bases when you go past them. That's how you establish position on said base. So does it suck that Ke'Bryan Hayes, who's one of the best young up-and-coming players in baseball, didn't get a home run? Sure. But did he not touch first base and should be out? Yes. So foul.
I can't believe I'm going to disagree with Mike on this one.
How dare you?
Sacrifice flies? Yeah, you got to tag up. First to third? Yeah, man, you got to touch second. We need a ball over the fence. We all know what happened. You know, we all know. And there are more egregious things in other sports than this that are let go all the time. False starts? How many times do you see a false start? Damn near every play now.
Well, it is let go. It's called the neighborhood play.
Yeah, or the delay, or the delay of game in the NFL. Man, as long as someone gives that little, you know, whoop, whoop.
That is let go. It's called when you're allowed to step out of the batter's box, which you weren't supposed to do.
Yeah.
Or also box that aren't called.
Traveling in the NBA.
You realize I'm like poking holes into your argument here because baseball does do that for a lot of things.
No, I don't think the neighborhood play is fine. They've been doing that for a long time. This, the ball's over the fence, is a home run. You gotta touch home. That's all I care about. You gotta touch home. That's all I care about.
Well, you might as well not even run around the bases then.
Sure. They didn't make Ruth run around the bases.
What?
They didn't. And later in his career, he'd go to first and some guy would run the rest of the bases for him.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, he was fat and old. Special he was like treatment. Gassed. He was like gassed by first base. If this rule were to go away,
I can't slowly jog anymore.
If this rule were to go away, just in the circumstance of a home run, I'm okay with it.
Cool.
Or if leave the rule on the books and just don't call it.
I like your answer, Patrick.
Thanks, Joe.
Good job.
But thanks, man. You too.
I'm trying. All right. We move on to stat based. A lot of good young players out there. One of them being Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Yeah, that guy's real good.
Very, very good. Is he so good that fair or foul, Vlad Guerrero Jr. leads the league in home runs, RBIs, and OPS?
Ooh, this is a tough one. The home run race is the one I'm not sure about.
It's been very tight. Yeah.
Because Acuna's up there, Otani's up there, and those, I feel like...
And Vladdy's up there.
Yeah, I feel like every day it's like... Acuna in the lead for home runs, only because the Blue Jays play at night.
I think it's foul. I think he leads in RBIs and OPS, but not in home runs. I think Otani has the most home runs. I think Vlad Guerrero Jr. has 20 or 21 home runs, but he leads in RBIs. I think he has, 48 RBIs or 50, and probably like a 1.08 OPS.
I feel very confident that he has RBIs and OPS. Like, very, very confident in it. And I think as of now, he's got it. Because I think Otani hit a home run last night.
A 475
foot. 475. I think it was 478 to be exact.
It was a rocket.
And I don't think Otani's at 20 yet. So I'm going to say fair. I do think he leads all three categories.
Another great answer, Patrick. It is indeed fair.
Thank you, sir.
18 home runs, tied 18. With Ronald Acuna.
Oh, he's tied for the lead.
18.
Yeah,
he had 20.
You said 21, and I was like, damn, that's a lot.
I thought he had that much.
RBIs, he has 48.
Nice call, Michael.
I got that right.
Tied with Rafael Devers and Austin Meadows.
I hate that Devers guy.
Rafael Devers.
I hate that guy.
Jerk.
And is the lone leader in OPS.
Who's right behind him in OPS?
Jesse Winkler.
Oh, of course
Winker.
He is.
Winker, yeah.
Of course he is.
Let's see, OPS. What is his OPS number, Joe?
1089. I just closed the tab conveniently.
That's also what I said, isn't it?
I don't know. I wasn't.
Didn't
listening.
I say 1.08 something? That's a pretty good guess.
I wasn't
by me.
Listening.
Yeah, 1.089.
That's a pretty good guess by me. I'm gonna go ahead and say I might not have gotten the answer right, but I won that category.
Mike knew all of his stats, but chose the wrong answer.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know his home runs.
All right. Back to the subject of the day. The old sticky substance.
That's a different one, too. That's even
different.
Yeah,
that's you putting your hands on your cheeks and...
shaking vigorously.
Yeah. That didn't change anything.
The headphones got in my way.
Now you're just dizzy.
The headphones got in my way. My hand hurts.
Fair or foul, you will see a player suspended for the sticky substance within the next 2 weeks.
Fair. Yeah, fair. That's easy. They said they're going to start coming down on it very, very soon. They're going to start doing many, many checks during the game. It's going to happen. You already saw them make a Gallegos on the Cardinals last week changed his hat. The weird Joe West hat change thing.
That was weird.
It was weird, but it's the beginning of it.
Well,
right?
We know what you're doing. I don't know how to answer that.
Just switch your hat, man. No, I'm not going to switch my hat, man.
Why not, dude? Hey, leave me alone here, bro. Whoa, dude, just asking you to change your hat.
Don't assume my hat gender. Yeah, someone's going to get popped in the next 2 weeks. Like I said earlier in the show, I think we're going to get 10 to 15 guys who get suspended, and everyone else is going to go, okay, and they're going to stop.
I disagree with Mike, because I think one of two things is going to happen. Major League Baseball ain't going to do squat, because that's what they do, and B, a pitcher is going to appeal this to go to an arbitrator because of the collective bargaining agreement, and it will get pushed past 2 weeks. Yes, I do think people are going to get suspended, but 2 weeks was the question, and I think Garrett Cole is going to be like, well, you know, I don't know if I can make the hearing this week because I have to start, and Major League Baseball is like, good call, we should let you start, and we'll put this hearing off for another 2 weeks.
Your Garrett Cole is turning into the robot Dev from Grandma's Boy.
Well, good. I have a robot. Wait, can I say the V word?
Yes.
I have a robot vagina.
Yep.
Can you in that
context?
How
did he see me?
There's a drop that says there's two words, fake vagina. Yes, he can say robot vagina.
I like it when he like clings to the wall.
Yep.
JP, I can see you. How did he see me?
All right, on to our last one.
This game is a failure. No, it's not. You're messing everything up. Shut up.
Is that the same guy that goes, adios, turd nuggets?
Yep. Yeah. Fantastic movie. If you've never seen Grandma's Boy, see Grandma's
Best
Boy.
Adam Sandler movie ever, and he's not in it.
That is true. And the pair of up tops in that movie is...
It's up and it's good.
It's up
and
very
said,
good.
And I said, whoa, it's the effing king of the jungle. So I had to call the 5-0.
Have you seen that movie, Joe?
Not all of it, no.
Oh, dude, man. Get stoned and watch that flick. It's so good.
Yeah, yes.
I've seen the first 30 minutes of it, seen the teapot scene.
Your bed is a car.
Yeah, but it's a sweet car.
That was my open for Sports Sunday for so long. That was my thing.
Thinking about getting a CV radio here so I can talk to other car beds.
I had
a car bed growing up.
Definitely have seen the bathroom scene with Nick Swardson's mother.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Classic. All right, moving on to the last one. We know that the three top teams in the NL West are all very, very good.
And it's like a Barbie on top of the toilet.
Dodgers, Giants, and Padres. Can't keep my composure here. Yeah, three top teams in the NL West. All really good. Fair or foul. They lead the NL in run differential. Those three teams.
Can you repeat the teams? Because I was talking over you.
The Dodgers, Padres, Giants.
Yeah, the three top NL West teams all lead the National League in run differential.
Well, the Mets are first in the East, and let's just say they don't score runs.
The Braves have sucked it up early. The Nationals are not very good. The Marlins are not very good.
Nationals are in last place in that division.
Yeah. The Phillies are not as good as we thought.
Max Scherzer might be on the block.
I think he is on the block. The Central's been very kind of clustered together.
Yeah.
With right now, I think the Cardinals are in first, but...
And we don't know who's good.
Negative.
I'm going to say...
Cubs are in first.
Cubs are in first now?
The Reds swept the Cardinals.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Joey Votto had a great line in a press conference about it.
I can't believe you came on my mom. Really?
Really?
Why not? Do you really just dumb me for that?
You can't say that, dude.
We're going to be safe.
You can't do that. Come on, man.
What?
You can't say that.
Why not?
I'm going to say fair.
I'm dying right now.
I don't care what the question is anymore. I'm also going to say fair because I think the Cubs need some work on their offense, and everyone else in the offense kind of sucks. Hey, you're so wrong. I can totally say that.
No, you cannot.
Why not?
I don't think you can. I'm going with my guy. This one.
Well, damn you, text line.
That's not the text line, Small. They can say whatever they want.
Oh, my
God. I know, but I saw it.
This is fair, by the way. At this point, who cares?
Someone said they caught half of it.
Nice. Oh, so it is true. That division shaped up to be the surprise best division in baseball.
Yeah.
How do we radio?
I don't know, man. Nobody's listening but like these three people. So who cares?
I mean, we'll see if any of these other teams in the National League are able to come back, you know?
Yeah. I could text the boss and be like, great show tonight. What was that?
Well, what he just said was a good joke.
Yeah, that went right over your head.
No, I wasn't listening. I was thinking about myself.
Shocking.
All right, that's fair or foul. We do it every single week at 8:30. When we come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up. Hot Corner 1080 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
Just want to give a shout out to the fan text line 503-250-1080. You guys have been fantastic today. Absolutely fantastic.
I like this text. This says, I want a transcript of the combo that's going on in the studio during this ad break.
It was pretty great. It was pretty good. It was me pleading my case a lot better than Garrett Cole.
Yeah? Well, no. Like, not a lot better because you lost. You can't say that.
I don't know that, though. I don't know if I believe you. I don't know if I believe you. That's like Garrett. If Garrett Cole went up there and was like, yeah, I used it, but I don't think it's illegal. And they're like, no, it's illegal. It's like, ah, I don't know, man. Go back and check the rules.
And then the rules say, cannot apply substances to the ball. Cannot say sexual acts on the radio.
I didn't say a sexual act.
No?
Well, you want me to say it again? I'll do it.
I know you will.
You know I will.
You've dropped the F-bomb so many times in your 5-year radio career.
Getting higgy with it.
Yeah, dude.
Your filter is not very filtery sometimes.
You know, it's getting better, though.
Is it, though?
Yeah, hang out with kids. Except
you just dropped that line on the radio. That is proof that it is not getting better.
But I thought it was okay, and I blame the text line.
You didn't think it was
in,
okay.
And I thought it was hilarious, and I wanted to share it with my friends.
You read it and went, don't care, saying it out loud. No thought. You went, ha, I remember that line. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, basically.
No.
I like how this is the one time in Mike's career he's like on my booty about the producer chair. There are no rules on the show you produce. And now you're like, you can't do that, Mr. Harris.
They couldn't say that on their show. They can't say this. It's the same rules.
No, I don't believe that.
They just skirt around them way better by using different words that sound the same.
You don't know. You don't know what kind of act might have been happening.
Matt and Pullman's back, and that's a deep drive into left field by Castellanos.
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
And what's funny is I am wearing a headset today.
You are.
Because I left my headphones at home.
Also, this text says, fondly, your boss.
Should we check the phone number to make sure it's not our
boss? It's not our boss. It is not.
Oh, man. Dude. Woo. That's pretty good. Oh, that's pretty good, man.
Good story. Good story.
Good stuff. I got to pull it together to finish up this show because I could just sit here and clean up my crying for a while. What did I want to say? There was something I actually did want to talk to you about, Mike. Oh,
The Euros start on Friday.
Yes, they do. Yeah. It's something that I didn't really used to care or watch that much.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because
it's like a mini World Cup.
I know. I like to watch it towards the end, but the U.S. isn't in it. So early in my soccer fandom, I was like, why do I care about these random teams?
Yeah.
But now that I know all these players a lot better, I will be watching.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Group of death is Group F. You've got Hungary, poor Hungary.
Okay, isn't it like Germany, Spain?
Hungary, Germany, France, and Portugal.
Oh, my God.
And Portugal up front is João Felix, Diogo Jota, and Cristiano Ronaldo.
And they're probably going to be the third best team in the group.
With Thiago Alcantara in the midfield.
It's a joke.
Yeah. Oh, and Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah, I mean, the group of death is usually like two elite teams.
But France
teams.
Is Kylian and Griezmann and Pogba.
And Germany are all robots. Usually the group of death is like two great teams. One really good team.
Like up and coming.
And then one like, oh God, I'm going to die.
Help, help, help.
And this is three great teams and one like Hungary has a soccer team.
The defending European champion is in this group and they're the third best team in the group.
Yes.
Because they're in with the World Cup defending champion and the robots.
Yes.
The robots are the ones with the biggest drought of a title.
I know, and they're the best team.
I know, but there's some good stuff. England's in the same group as Croatia, who knocked them out in the World Cup in the semis 3 years ago.
And that was a good game, too, wasn't
Scotland's
it?
In that group as well. I know Scotland's going to take a big run at England. It should be really fun. First game is Italy-Turkey on Friday at noon. It's the only game on Friday.
And there's no host country, right? Like they're bouncing around.
It's all over Europe. Yeah, I'm sure the final is in, you know, Budapest or something like that. Because I think maybe the final's in Istanbul. I think Turkey is technically the host country.
Is that why they're the first game?
Yeah.
It's always the host.
Yeah, I think they're technically.
So it's Turkey, Italy.
Well, but that game's in Italy.
And then Saturday you get Wales, Switzerland.
Which is going to be a good game.
Denmark, Finland, a little Scandinavian rivalry. Belgium, Russia, that could be a good game too. And
yeah.
Then you get Sunday, you get England, Croatia, Austria, North Macedonia. Ugh.
Yeah,
North
right.
Macedonia.
Austria?
And Netherlands, Ukraine. Yeah,
it's going to be fun to watch the Dutch. It's going to be fun to watch the English.
Scotland, Czech Republic on Monday.
The Croatia come back after the World Cup appearance in the finals. Obviously, can France hold on to this? Spain are young. The Germans are in transition. Italy are probably frauds, and it's going to be a fun tournament to watch.
I will be watching a lot of it.
As will I. All right, that'll do it for us. We'll be back next week. For Mike Lynch, Joe Fisher, I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do, like your mom.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.